Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Miss Information, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are St Fergal's National School and Kinsale Beg National School. Now, on St Fergal's team are Ronan O'Riordan, Michael Fitzgerald, Sarah Sexton and Mia Cunningham. And on the Kinsale Beg team are Max Kyo, Joe Kyo, Dylan Hogan and James Sweeney. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is the general knowledge round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and we go to St Fergal's. And first to you, Ronan. Is your heart above or below your stomach?
Above.
Correct. 2 points. Now to you, Michael. What Disney film features the song Bare Necessities?
Jungle Book?
That's correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Now to you, Sarah. Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Mia. What comic book hero lives in Gotham City?
Batman.
Correct. 2 points. And well done, at the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. And I'll go to Kinsale Beg, and I'll start with you, Max. When was the current clock tower in Yall built? Was it 1777 or 1877?
1877?
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 1777. Joe, in what country was Cleopatra a queen?
Egypt.
Correct. Yes. 2 points. Dylan, what is the name of SpongeBob's best friend?
Patrick.
Correct. 2 points. And James, what is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points.
Time for a fun fact.
A jiffy is an actual unit of time. It means one or 100 of a second.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. And I go to you first, Ronan. What is 3 multiplied by 20 and then minus 12? So I'll repeat that. 3 multiplied by 20 and then minus 12.
48.
That is correct. 2 points. Now to you, Michael. What is 21 multiplied by 4?
84.
Correct. 2 points. Now to you, Sarah. A square is 4 meters long. What is its area?
16 meters square.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Mia. What is 75% of 100?
75.
Correct. 2 points. Well done, you've scored a full 8 points in that round. And I'll go to Kinsale Beg, and I'll start with you, Max. How much is 840 divided by 10?
120.
It's incorrect. I'm afraid the answer is 84.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, I go to you. How much is 220 plus 84?
304.
Correct. 2 points. Dylan, true or false? 0.75 is the same as 75%.
False.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's true. And James, what is 48 divided by 4?
12.
Correct. 2 points. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 4 points. Misinformation at the end of round two. What are the scores?
At the end of round two, the scores are St Fergus National School 15 and Kinsale Beg National School 10.
Up next is the history or geography round.
It's round three, our history and geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth one. We go first to you, Ronan. What is the longest river in Ireland?
The Shannon.
Correct. 2 points. Now to you, Michael. What group of people from Norway are famous for their invasions?
The Vikings.
Correct. 2 points. Now to you, Sarah. Who was the first president of the United States?
Cumber. George Washington.
Correct. It's 1 point for a conferred answer. And finally to you, Mia. What title was given to the rulers of ancient Egypt?
The pharaohs.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. And I'll go to Kinsale Beg, and I'll start with you again, Max. Which desert covers much of northern Africa?
Sahara.
Correct. 2 points. Joe, in which US city would you find Manhattan? I'll start that again. In which US city would you find Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx?
New York.
Correct. 2 points. Dylan, what date is St. Patrick's Day celebrated in Ireland?
Confer.
Yep.
17th of March.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. And finally to you, James. In which county would you find the Blarney Stone?
Confer.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points.
It's back to you, Misinformation, for the scores at the end of round three.
Well, at the end of round three, the scores are St Fergus National School 22 and Kinsale Beg National School 16. It's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there is 8 points up for grabs. So Fergus National School, here is your medley of songs.
Think you're so criminal. Rude. excuses. On both my knees for you, don't say thank you. Oh please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
So I go to you now, Sarah. So it is 1 point for the correct name of the artist and 1 point for the correct song.
Señorita by Camila Cabello.
That's correct. 2 points.
Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Correct. 2 points.
Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Unfortunately, you're correct on the artist. It's Ed Sheeran. The name of the song is Thinking Out Loud. So 1 point for that.
Is the last one Taylor Swift?
No, the last one is Florence and the Machine, and the song, did you get the song? Is Ship to Wreck. So, well done. In that round, you scored 5 points. So, Kinsale Beg, here is your medley of songs.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in.
So we need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Dylan.
The first one, we didn't get the song, but Katy Perry.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is Shake It Off, and the name of the singer is Taylor Swift.
Second one is Giants from Dermot Kennedy.
That's correct. 2 points.
High Hopes.
Yep.
And we didn't get the singer.
The name of the song is High Hopes, and the name of the artist is Panic at the Disco, so that's 1 point.
Deep End, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is correct. The name of the song is Shallow. So 1 point for that. So well done. At the end of that round, you scored 4 points. So at the end of the music round, Miss Information, what are the scores?
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, St Fergal's National School are 27 and Kinsale Beg are 20.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round 5 and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets 2 words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. So I'll start with you, Ronan. Your first word is beginner.
B-E-G-I-N-N-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is volcano.
V-O-L-C-A-N-O.
Correct. 1 point. Now to you, Michael. Your first word is health.
H-E-A-L-T-H.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is grateful.
G-R-E-A-T-F-U-L.
Unfortunately, that's wrong. It's G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L. Now to you, Sarah. Your first word is forever.
F-O-R-E-V-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is distance.
D-I-S-T-A-N-C-E.
Correct. 1 point. Now to you, Mia. Your first word is protect.
P-R-E-T-E-C-T.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's P-R-O-T-E-C-T. Your second word is overrule.
O-V-E-R-R-U-L-E.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. And in that round, you scored 6. Well done. And I'll go to Kinsale Beg and I'll start with you, Max. Your first word is hospital.
H-O-S-P-I-T-A-L.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is student.
S-T-U-D-E-N-T.
Correct. 1 point. Joe, your first word is goodbye.
G-O-O-D-B-Y-E.
Correct.
Yes.
1 point.
Let's go.
Your second word is company.
C-O-M-P-P-E. I don't know.
It's C-O-M-P-A-N-Y. Dylan? Your first word is instead.
I-N-S-T-E-A-D.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is fifth.
F-I-F-T-H.
Correct. 1 point. James, your first word is peanut.
P-E-A-N-U-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is else.
E-L-S-E.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. So, Miss Information, as we head into round 6, what are the update on the scores?
At the end of that round, Linda, St Fergal's National School are 33 and Kinsale Beg are 27.
Here's another fun fact.
Did you know Mars has lower gravity than Earth? That means a person that weighs 200 pounds on Earth would only weigh 76 pounds on Mars.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that the students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. And I'll start with you again, Ronan. What colour jersey is worn by the leader in the Tour de France cycle race?
Yellow.
Correct. 2 points. Now to you, Michael. How many holes are there on a standard golf course?
Count 4.
You can.
Eight.
18.
Correct. That's 1 point for a conferred answer. Now to you, Sarah. What country is footballer Lionel Messi from?
Confer.
Yeah.
Argentina.
Correct. 1 point. And finally to you, Mia. What flag is waved in motor racing to indicate the winner?
Confer.
Yep.
Checkered flag.
Correct. 1 point for a correct conferred answer. And we'll go to Kinsale Beg, and I'll start with you, Max. What is the name of Manchester United's home ground?
Old Trafford.
Correct. 2 points. Joe, how many players are there in a rugby union team, not including substitutes?
15.
Correct. 2 points. Dylan, ping pong is an alternative name for which sport?
Confer.
Yep.
Table tennis.
Correct. 1 point. And James, how many points are awarded for a goal in GAA?
3.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. So it's over to you, Miss Information. What are the scores as we head into the teachers' round?
Well, Linda, at the end of round 6, St Fergus National School are 38 and Kinsale Beg are 34.
Now it's time for the one and only teachers' round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round 7, the teachers' round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have already covered. General knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points and there will be no conferring in this round. Representing St Fergal's National School is Mr O'Halloran. Mr O'Halloran, are you ready?
Yeah.
First question, general knowledge. Who was the actress Liza Minnelli's famous mother?
I have no idea.
The correct answer is Judy Garland. Second question is maths. What is 156 divided by 13?
15.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is 12. Third question is history. Who assassinated Abraham Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth.
Correct. 2 points. Music is next. Which female artist headlined the One Love Manchester concert in 2017?
Ariana Grande.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell management.
M-A-N-A-G-E-M-E-N-T.
Correct. 2 points. And your final question, sport. What is the point value of the yellow ball in snooker?
2.
Correct. That is 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 8 points. Representing Kinsale Beg is Miss Mullins. And Miss Mullins, are you ready?
I am.
General knowledge. In what city was the Good Friday Agreement signed?
Ooh. Belfast.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 25 multiplied by 6?
150.
Correct. 2 points. History. What county was Daniel O'Connell born in?
Kerry.
Correct. 2 points. Music. Reginald Kenneth Dwight is better known by what name?
Elton John.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell pursue.
P-E-R-S-U-E.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's P-U-R-S-U-E. And finally to sport. Sonia O'Sullivan won a silver medal at the 2000 Olympics in what track event?
5,000 metres.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 10 points.
So that's the end of this matchup between Killa and Kinsale Beg. And it's over to you, Miss Information, for an update on the final scores.
The final scores, Linda, are St Fergal's National School 46 and Kinsale Beg 44.
So it's a congratulations to St Fergal's National School and a massive well done to our runners-up, Kinsale Beg. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 Brain Blaster champion.
Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.